Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, a website, a podcast, and a mobile app. And today, this podcast, which is called 15 Self-Confidence Boosters, comes from the bottom of my heart. I believe that newly separated people, both men and women, who have just gotten separated or who have been separated for a while, or maybe even who are already divorced, or just if you're unhappy in your marriage and thinking about divorce, lack self-confidence. Even if you're the most secure person who had a great upbringing and you've always been really confident, I think being in an unhappy relationship or being newly separated or being divorced takes some of that confidence away temporarily because you are insecure, you might have doubts, you're feeling guilty maybe, or you're just feeling like a failure because you couldn't make your marriage work, or your ex or soon-to-be ex has really taken a toll on your self-esteem. You know, there are a variety of reasons you could feel this way. So what I want to do today is remind you that you are an amazing person. I want to tell you a quick story. So a couple weeks ago, somebody came up to me and I was at like a restaurant and they go, "I love your dress." Now I should have been like, "Oh, thank you so much." So instead I reply, "Oh, thanks. It was really not expensive at all." Now, why would I say that? Okay, then she goes to me, "It looks really good on you." And then I go, "Really?" Like instead of just saying, "Oh my gosh, thank you," and taking the compliment, I cannot even count how many women, like I said to my friend the other day, "You look so beautiful." And she's like, "Ew, I'm gross." Like, wait, what? So I don't know why women do this, but we just don't know how to take a compliment or give one to ourselves. And so I want you to really, next time, think about it. If somebody says something nice about you, just say thank you and then think to yourself, she's right. I want to offer 15 self-confidence boosters, but I want to go into this having you know that some of them might sound materialistic, but I think that's actually okay. I think getting self-confidence is a combination of physical things and what's going on inside of you. So if I say things that are involving material purchases, don't get mad and think I'm all about looks, because I'm not. I'm about feeling great on the inside and the outside. And that combination is a winning combination. So here we go. 15 self-confidence boosters that might help you during your divorce because your self-esteem and self-confidence aren't great. Number one, buy and wear clothes that fit well. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe and you're thinking, "Well, I can't afford that right now. I'm going through a divorce." No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it took me a really long time in life to accept my body, okay? I have been a size 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, and 4, and every size in between those. And I was always critical of how I looked, no matter what size I was, no matter how much weight I lost. It just didn't feel good enough. And it's taken me to be in my 50s to realize that all you really need is to be healthy and feel good about the way you look, and the number on the scale and the size that you're wearing will kind of catch up to what you're thinking. So it doesn't matter what size you are. It doesn't matter what you weigh. What matters is that you're eating healthy, which is really important in a divorce, and not trying to squeeze into a size that isn't your size, because then you're just going to be miserable and it's not even going to look good and you're just going to be unhappy. I'll tell you something interesting. A few weeks ago, I was really feeling bad about my body because I just have gained a lot of weight, whatever. And then I decided to go on Weight Watchers, which, by the way, I think is a great app. I mean, it really does work. So even after the first 2 days I was on it, I felt so much better about myself. Even though I still had so much weight to lose, I felt better just after 2 days because I wasn't eating crap. I was eating a lot of vegetables, drinking a lot of water, working out, and it just felt good. So it's all mental. So if you just reward your body by putting good food in it and don't excessively drink and don't excessively eat sweets and work out, the weight and the numbers and your pant size will just catch up with it. Okay, I don't want to spend the whole podcast talking about weight and clothes, but the point is, wear clothes that fit well and you will have self-confidence because they will look good no matter what size you are. Moving on to number two, shoes mean a lot. And actually, number three is purses. So shoes and purses both mean a lot, okay? This is the bulk of the materialistic part of the podcast, by the way. So don't turn it off right now because you think I'm just a materialistic person, because I'm not. But I just know that when I have really nice shoes on that I feel good in, and I wear handbags that complement my outfit, I feel stylish, I feel put together. I feel like people really pay attention to details. And I truly believe that boosts self-confidence. I'm going to move on to number four of 15 self-confidence boosters while going through a divorce. Number four, acts of kindness. Now, what I'm talking about is making other people feel appreciated, loved, and respected. That could be your nanny, that could be your sister, that could be a friend, that could be your parents, that could be your plumber, whatever it is. Just make people feel good and you will feel great about yourself. Other acts of kindness: bake something for a friend who is in the hospital or who's sick, visit an elderly person, offer to babysit for a young mom who needs help, help a recent college graduate get a job or help him or her with her resume, volunteer at a soup kitchen, or write a really nice note or send a card to somebody just to make people feel good. If you complete random acts of kindness, I promise you, you will be the most happy person with inner peace, because those are things that you can control to make the world a better place. And that will make your own problems seem totally manageable. This is Jackie Pilisoff, and you're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast, and I'm talking 15 self-confidence boosters while you're going through a divorce. Before I move on to number five, I want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I absolutely would recommend if you need some kind of help in this area. The first one is Vestor Capital, a financial firm. They do financial planning and investments, and they are my financial planners. I love Elaine Moss and Pete Mullins. They're a team. I've been with them for several years. I would really trust them. The second Divorce Girl Smiling partner I want to mention is Dan Stefani and his firm, Katz & Stefani, a divorce law firm in Chicago and Bannockburn. I've known Dan for 20 years. I know most of his attorneys in his office. They all have different niches. They're professional. They're experienced. You can find both of these people on divorcegirlsmiling.com. I am moving on to number five of 15 self-confidence boosters during divorce. Shapely eyebrows. Okay, now you're probably back to the Jackie's materialistic. Let me tell you something. If you have good eyebrows, which is such an easy thing to go do, you can get them colored, you can get them shaped, and it takes literally 15 minutes or less. It's a subtle difference, but it will make your eyes stand out more. You will your makeup will look better, and you'll just be happier. I'm telling you, the place I go to has this big sign, and it says, getting your eyebrows waxed is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Okay. Number six, an above and beyond attitude at work. So I believe that people who have self-confidence are really happy in their jobs. Now, I'm not saying you have to make your job your life, but I'll give you an example. I work for a home care company, my day job. And I'm in sales. I'm a salesperson, okay? Does it benefit me if people use our company because they heard about it from me? Absolutely, I'm in sales. But I don't look at my job as being a salesperson. I look at my job and what I do as helping people get care for their parents. You have no idea how many people call me crying saying, my parents need help. They need a caregiver. And I feel like I'm not selling anything. I'm providing a wonderful resource for people and get them out of this horrible jam they're in and find help so that their parents can have a better quality of life. So that is how I look at my job, and I am really happy doing it. Now, you can cut corners. You can just do the minimum. You can say, oh, I can't believe I have to go to work. If you're doing that, then you may have to either reevaluate the way you do your job or get a new job. And listen, I know if you're going through a divorce or you're already divorced and you're a single parent, life's hard. But if you love your job and you look at it in a positive way, you will have so much more self-confidence and you'll be a lot happier. Number seven, lingerie. So I'm back to the materialistic. No, I do not buy lingerie for a guy. I never have. I buy it for myself, and I don't even want to call it lingerie. I want to call it attractive, pretty things that you wear to bed. I think they make people, especially women who are getting older, like if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, get really pretty pajamas. You'll feel so much better. And you'll look better, like if you have a boyfriend and he sees you in it. It just makes you feel so much better. And also, older women who are subconscious about sex, buy pretty lingerie and you can wear it. And you'll feel so much more confident and better because you are beautiful. And if you need a little lingerie to make you feel that way and you want to like cover parts of your body that you're a little insecure about, do it. Okay, moving on to number eight. Believe it or not, superfoods will increase your self-confidence. I'm talking about eating blueberries, kale, spinach, salmon, quinoa, broccoli, chia seeds, and goji berries. These are just a few nutrient-rich foods that help people stay healthy and feel good. Their benefits include providing energy, aiding in digestions, boosting your immune system, helping prevent chronic disease, and when you feel healthy, it bleeds over into your self-confidence levels. Number nine, lipstick. So I actually wrote an entire article on the benefits of lipstick for the Chicago Tribune a few years ago. I called it the lipstick experiment. And what I did was I wore lipstick everywhere I went for a whole week. Okay, I wore it to the gym. I wore it running errands. Wherever I went, walking my dog, I always wore lipstick. Okay, I am not kidding you when I tell you. People were telling me things like, oh, what'd you do to your hair? It looks great. Another thing they said, did you lose weight? Oh my gosh, did you do something? Come on, just tell me. Did you have like some kind of procedure? Other things, guys were looking at me that never did before. It was crazy. Lipstick is the cheapest way to look better instantly. And the whole point of me telling you this is that you will feel better. You will have more self-confidence. All lipstick does is it takes your beauty and it enhances it and shows it to the world. Okay? So, lipstick. Number 10 on the 15 self-confidence boosters. Books and knowledge about current events. Reading makes you smarter. Reading makes you empowered. And reading makes you like yourself more. Know what's going on in the world. Also read novels. Read about topics that you don't know. Read online magazines. It will keep you educated, smart. And feeling smart equals self-confidence. Number 11, girlfriends. Girlfriends are the first people to let you know that you look great and the first people to tell you when you don't. Great example. I was having coffee with this friend of mine the other day. She's been my friend for like 30 years. And I said, hey, remember when I had those streaks in my hair, those blonde streaks? They're called money pieces. And I had one of those a couple years ago. I just decided to have two blonde streaks in the front. And she goes, yes, it was actually hideous. So I thought that was kind of funny. So also what girlfriends do is if they don't like the guy you're dating, they're going to tell you, and that's a good thing. So there is no one like going out with your girlfriends that can boost your self-confidence. Number 12, self-awareness. If you have self-awareness, you are so far ahead of the game in self-confidence. To be able to look in the mirror and say, I do take accountability for part of why my marriage did not work out. I take accountability for my faults. I've made some mistakes in life. If you can say those things, you have a gift. And it forces you to admit that you need to make a change. And that's empowering. And it will lead to self-respect, which will then lead to self-confidence. Number 13, dating or being with someone who treats you well. So your partner, whoever you start to date at this point, needs to be all of these things: a supporter, your best friend, an adoring lover, someone who respects you, someone who doesn't ignore you, and somebody who shows you affection and communicates well with you. I'm not saying that people get their self-confidence from the guy they date. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I'm saying if you are dating somebody who doesn't make you feel good about yourself, your self-confidence will undoubtedly suffer. Number 14, exercise, yoga, and meditation. Do some kind of fitness activity every day. If you don't have time, take a walk for 20 minutes around your block. That's, I'm actually saying, even enough. Or just meditate. Put on, just Google meditation exercises online and just sit away from your computer and listen to a meditation. Or just do a little stretching while you're watching TV. Anything. It all makes you feel better and makes you feel better about yourself. And number 15, I'm going to get to that in a second, but before I do that, I want to mention two more Divorce Girl Smiling partners. If you need a mortgage after divorce, I really like Jeremy Woods. Jeremy is a mortgage banker. He's a single dad. He's a friend of mine. He's been in the business for 15 or 20 years. Jeremy Woods, look him up online. And the second person is Patricia Van Herren, who is a divorce attorney in California. She's based out of Irvine, California. I have really gotten to know Patricia, and I think she's wonderful. She's a huge fan of mediation. She's been a divorce attorney for 15 or 20 years. Before that, she was a paralegal. She's a single mom. She's amazing. And you can find these guys on divorcegirlsmiling.com. Okay, number 15, the last self-confidence booster for a newly separated or divorced person. Be a great parent. Nothing fosters self-confidence and self-love more than being filled with pride about the kind of mom or dad you are. Being a parent is not easy, especially when you're going to a divorce, and no one is a perfect parent. But if you can go to sleep every night knowing that you're doing everything you can to be the best parent and role model for your kids that you can, then you have nailed it. And that feels really good inside. So I hope this helps everybody. If you want to learn more or read articles or watch videos or download my mobile app, go to divorcegirlsmiling.com. Remember that self-confidence comes from within, and you have every reason to have confidence because you're a great person, you're smart, you're trying the best you can, you're a good-hearted person, and you are on your way to a much better life. So I will talk to you real soon. Thanks so much for listening.